Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is time for Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. You steer the conversation. You don't get to complain that we didn't talk about something on the show because you get to ask us whatever you'd like. We could discuss and talk about and answer anything sports or non-sports that you want to hear our opinions on. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Darris has his pitch whistle out. He's been warming up the pipes. Let's get after it.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Thank you, Darris.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this thing started. Jimmy's in D.C. with the first question on Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, gents. I'm great. I'll get it over with. I need to know, honestly, how annoying is it when rando callers like me call in and they start the call by saying, hey, guys, like, how are you? Like, how are you guys doing? And, like, actually want that response from you, because I'll just tell you, honestly, as a listener, I find it very annoying.
Interesting.
Like, I hate it.
That's a great question, by the way. I don't mind it as much as a lot of hosts do, because I've as a former caller into, you know, sports radio stations, I understand when that little bell hits, you kind of have this amped up feeling, and you want to get all your points in. And
Nerves.
You do what you would do every time you've ever spoken to anybody. All the time, you default to that. Like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Like, if I hadn't seen you since in 3 days, I go, hey, what's up, man, before we started, like, getting down to business. It's a normal human reaction.
In a perfect world, no one would ever exchange the pleasantries, and they would just get right to it. Because people sometimes think, like, oh, you guys were short with that caller, or you're being a jerk or something. And if I'm being very honest, it's not my goal. That's not how I would act out and about at a bar. If I'm just talking, I'll let you talk for 20 minutes and won't cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something here. Mm-hmm. You know, this is show business in a lot of ways. Like, we're trying to keep people's attention, not have them go somewhere else, trying to keep the train on the track. So it's just a different thing. There's a pace to this.
Yep.
If someone is not speaking quickly or making points or whatever, like, everything is about how it is heard by the people listening. And we're thinking about that ideally every minute, every second. So I get the question. I actually don't take issue with it. Here's the one that annoys me. I'll give you one that definitely grinds my gears,
dear.
Is when we go to a caller and they could say, GP, Danny, how y'all doing? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. And then they go, it's Darris in Landover. I just covered that part. when I went to you, I said, let's go to Darris and Landover. And then they go, this is Darris and Landover. What's your point, Darris?
Oh, I see.
People will do that sometimes. And again, I get that there's some nerves or there's some awkwardness. You don't know what to do. Where do I put my hands? So I try to be cognizant of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just being honest with people. I'm leveling with you. That's the one that ricks me.
Well,
is Keith's in Winchester. Hey, guys, hey, this Keith is Keith in Winchester. And so if you notice, I'll always do the bit where I keep asking, are you or where are you from? We've covered that for you. We got that. This is not Elliot in the Morning. Who I Elliot's my guy. He's a Caps fan. I see him occasionally over at Cap One Arena. But he does the bit where he never screens calls, or I don't know what the process is.
Hello, who's this?
But he's just, he goes,
let's go to Diane for some news.
He brings on the caller, and they introduce themselves. That's their policy. That's not how we've done it, or this station does it, and never has. So there's no reason to ever say who you are and where you're from again a second time. That's my little one.
Here's the one that grinds my gears.
Okay.
We had a topic earlier today, for example. Who do you want at number two? Jaden Daniels or Drake May, for the sake of argument? I think what the team should do is trade back, and the most important thing that they did this offseason was hire Dan Quinn. What's the topic? You're calling in for a topic. When somebody's got a few minutes to themselves, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in. It seriously matters. It's flattering. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's a privilege. But they want to do their own show. They want to do their own little 90-second show that they get. They're now on the radio doing they're just unloading their sports view clip.
Right.
We're doing a topic, not the show just for you, respectfully. We're doing it for a lot of people that are tuning in, and we carefully
so the
cultivate
pivot to the thing I want to talk about.
We carefully cultivate topics and decide on things to try to make as many people interested as possible. And dude calls in and goes, "Here's my topic. Here's my thing. Here's what I'm interested in."
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough for me.
I get you.
That one's tough for me.
Danny, it's time to keep walking down the path. I picture this as like a bunny hopping down the trail.
We're just walking.
Just walking along. It's Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Keith in Winchester, what's good?
Hi. Thank you. I just want to piggyback a little bit on with that last caller. I remember, a long time ago when the late Coach Thompson had his show, and one time he said to I think Al Galdi and B. Mitch was on the show with him. He said, guys, are you okay? And they said, yeah, we're okay. And he said, I'm okay. He said, the next person who calls and asks how I'm doing, I'm hanging up on them.
That's a great line.
I just thought that was great.
That's good.
what I was asking about, I wanted to ask a question about, I worry based on, many people like the person complaining about the younger people getting discounted tickets at a Nats game. I'm worried about some nutcase coming out and saying, $500 million is too much to give to a sports arena to refurbish it when, they don't recognize that was primarily built by Abe Poland's own money. And, so I'm worried about, have you heard any inklings of something like that happening?
I mean, I'm sure there are people that are angry that Ted Leontis is getting $500 million. Quite sure that that's the case. It's happening. I mean, that's how they kept him in D.C. That's why he broke off any kind of further planning that he might have been doing in the future in Virginia or Maryland. They kept the money on the table because they needed the teams as much or more than the teams needed them. And Merrill Bowser knew and D.C. knew. 400,000 people went to Capital One Arena this month. Now, that was a particularly special month, but the point is too much business, too many people, too many spectators and folks that are spending money in the neighborhood around there. It's kind of the only path to saving not only that neighborhood, but I'd say that surrounding area to an extent as well.
And I don't know what kind of standing folks would have. I mean, I'm sure citizen watchdog groups that don't want any dollars spent on anything other than, a few select projects or otherwise might gripe about it, but I don't know that, they'd be really capable of winning a lawsuit there, but that that not necessarily winning lawsuits hasn't stopped people from suing. So you certainly hope not.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Jason's in Richmond on Greg and Dave. What's up, Jason?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, listen, you know what? I listen to the guys all the time. First of all, I love that guy that's singing.
We do too.
we talk about the Commanders and Nationals and everybody else, but we got to give the Defenders some love because they did really well last year. As a matter of fact, I went to a couple games and they were like sold out.
It's a blast.
Beer snakes and everything else. Man, I had a good time. Matter of fact, I got a hold of one of the beer snakes and somebody had to take me home. Anyway.
I don't blame you on that. By the way, just so you know, Jordan Ta'amu, the quarterback of the Defenders, is going to be on the show coming up in about 20 minutes on the Beltway Blitz. So make sure you're listening at that time because we'll talk to their starting quarterback, who was the league MVP in the XFL last year. The Defenders kick off their season, for people that don't know. There's a noon game this weekend on Sunday afternoon on ESPN. They're playing against San Antonio. So it's two XFL teams. The way that the new league works, the UFL, they took the USFL, four teams, the XFL, best four teams. They kept them for an eight-team league now, the United Football League. And the two divisions, which I think are cooler, XFL versus USFL. So they're playing the first couple of weeks, a couple of their rivals from the XFL, including the team that knocked them out in the championship game last year with some unfinished business. But we'll have Ta'amu coming up top of the hour. They added a handful of players, too, that you'll remember that played in the National Football League. Remember Kiki Cootie? He's on the team now. The Texans
former Texan
wide
receiver? Yeah.
He was, like, legit good in the NFL. But they've added some real legit NFL talent. This should be the most talented spring league ever just because you literally took half
There's no
of each
splitting,
league
yeah.
and took them away and kept the best, so to speak. But I'm excited to see it this weekend.
Yeah, that's the idea, right? Is, you know, having rival spring leagues didn't seem sustainable to me. Trying to, you know, go moonshot style with the best of the best to try to get it sustainable, that seems to be the right path.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Mark in D.C., what do you got?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Just want to say, big fan of the show. And because of that, I love listening to you guys. I'm not a homer. I'm not a huge fan of any local teams, big sports fan. But I could listen to you guys all day talk about anything and any sport.
Well, you're
I can't
a sweetheart.
Say that about
Look at
any
this
other
guy.
Show.
Send
Look
get
this
his guy. Information.
Send the him, gift basket's in route, buddy.
Send him an edible arrangement.
to my question, what are your dreams? If you could take your show to another level, if you could take it, like I would watch you guys on PTI all day. I'm so sick of Cornizer. But if I could listen to you guys or watch you guys on TV, what would be? Sky's the limit. What are you guys doing?
Tony should have come up with the Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. Would've and then him. Maybe he wouldn't have to worry about the disdain.
Right?
I actually love PTI so much. I was just thinking about this. In fact, I was talking to someone about this at Rudy's. I watched PTI two nights ago, and I'm like, this show has aged like wine. It's just the same show.
And it's still good.
30 years ago, and I love it so much. It's outstanding. Your boy's dream would be to call play-by-play. That's what I want to do at the network level. Probably radio more than TV. Radio play-by-play is just more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I want to do is call football, baseball, something like that. He sounds like he's talking about the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, and maybe I'm lazy. I don't really have made you and I sitting here for a while longer and not getting fired would be good for me.
Yeah. Aim high. No, but in all sincerity, what else could we do with it? Like, I'd love to have like a TV component or like a multimedia component as well.
Yeah, we're like 2 years behind on having cameras in this studio so that we could just put out like a social clip every now and then when we say something interesting.
Let's not get crazy.
So that would be my next big goal, would be that in some way, we don't need to be live on television, but just the ability to have some type of video to go along with the show. Which I think most stations in the country have been doing now here recently, and it's working.
Yeah, so I'd love to have that at a minimum, but I'm talking like big lofty goals, like down the line. I think this could be a TV show. Like I would.
Whoa.
Like having whether it's a whether it's the best of that's done for 30 minutes, because I don't know if anybody wants to sit through 4.5 hours of you and me yakking.
They don't
with each other.
I bet.
But
they
like
don't.
Condensed into 30 minutes, whether it's the best bits of the day, something to that effect, I think would be a lot of fun. I would love something like that to happen one day.
I learned something about my co-host today, Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Because I don't think about it. Because I'm not a down the line, what do I want to do guy. I'm like, what's the next thing? Where do I put my next step? Where's my feet, one foot in front of the other. So I was actually thinking about that while you were talking. I was like, you know what? I would love something like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.